103.9 WRBI Batesville, Greensburg, Brookville, Versailles now presents Southeastern Indiana's longest-running and most listened-to sports show, Coach's Corner, broadcasting from the Coach Raver Corner at Ison's Family Pizza.
Welcome in, sports fans. Terrence Arney here, joining you for another Coach's Corner as we broadcast live from Ison's Family Pizza right here in downtown Batesville on George Street. If you should drive by, be sure to blow the horn, wave, let us know you're listening because we would love to hear from you. A big thanks to Cecil and the folks here at Ison's for being such gracious hosts each and every week. Got a really good show lined up. As you know, if you've been with us throughout our broadcast throughout the last couple of weeks, you know, we started out with a women's team in every single class, and now we are down to just one, the Jacksonville Lady Eagles, victorious in their efforts to secure a regional crown, and they will play in the semi-state round this coming Saturday. So congratulations to those young ladies there, including Reagan Hughes, who hit her 1,000th point in that championship game. Big ups to those young ladies. And I think there were four ladies that were even picked to be part of the all-star team, the coaches' all-star team. So the accolades just keep coming in for Jacksonville. Congratulations. You guys keep going. But in the spirit of the girls' game, we'll talk to a lot of the coaches as they kind of close out their season. We'll speak with Coach Kristen Hicks of the South Decatur Lady Cougars, then head up to Olenburg and talk with Dave Disbrow, have an opportunity to meet with several of his seniors that made that season so great for those young ladies. We'll also talk with Coach Kyle Van Meter of the Franklin County Lady Wildcats, and have an opportunity to speak with senior Nicole Mears. But before we get into all of that, let's talk a little men's basketball with head coach of the Batesville Bulldogs, Coach Aaron Garrett. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Terrence.
So you put together three wins in a row dating back to last week, and really some good signature wins. Really don't have another way to describe it. I think back all the way to last Saturday, a gutsy come-from-behind win on the road at Madison. Then you've got the EIAC tilt with Rushville, which I think perhaps maybe was surprisingly maybe tougher, closer than one would have thought on paper. And then the huge win on Saturday with another EIAC foe, the East Central Trojans, an overtime two-point win there. You guys are starting to stack them up.
These guys try to make it, like to keep it interesting. If you hear my throat is not recovered since Saturday. And going back to that Rushville game, on paper I would agree with you, but watching the film, I kind of had an idea maybe how the game would go in terms of what Rushville had been doing, keeping games close, and yeah, against Greensburg just the week before. I mean, they were leading the whole way with 2 minutes left, just down one, under 2 minutes. It's sort of like our game. There's some costly turnovers, some offense possessions they weren't able to convert. But Terrence, mark my words, we'll work really hard to make sure it's not us, but I think Rushville could cause a ripple there in that sectional in terms of, sure, of knocking somebody off that they're not supposed to. And it's just one of those games where Coach Brown is going to really try to dictate the tempo. Solid defensively, but definitely very, very patient offensively. And it's one of those games where there's just weird bounces of basketball,
right,
bad breaks, shots at the rim we didn't hit. You know, our overall field goal was 40%, which is, and that took some work to get to there, and just could never create any separation. We'd get up four, we'd get up eight, and then all of a sudden they'd come back. And it was close until, quite frankly, the final 4 minutes of that game. But credit to the guys in the sectional and definitely within the regular season in February. Mm-hmm. You got to win tough, close games. You got to grind one out. And the Rushville Lions definitely made us do that on Thursday night.
We spin it forward to Saturday with the East Central game. It's always a big game. Crowd usually comes out in big numbers, had some of the Batesville dance teams all the way from the primary school all the way up to high school. So there was some extra bodies in the building, if you would, kind of adding to that atmosphere. And from the word jump, I think your squad realized they were going to be in a dogfight, no pun intended, in that one.
Yeah, and before leaving the Rushville game, because this is going to be important as we get the Central game, Sam Johnson really carried us in that Rushville game, mm-hmm. scoring 20 points, hitting 6 of 10 threes. Then you get to Saturday, and we told the guys, we showed them on film, East Central is a much different team than they were in December, just as you and I talked on air. In December, they were still football guys trying to play basketball.
Yeah.
At this point in the season, playing really hard. They've melded together. They've definitely improved their skill. And flat out, they wanted to avenge the loss from December. They wanted to continue to control their own destiny. If they'd have beat us on Saturday, you could pretty much chalk them up as the runaway Eastern EIEC Conference champions.
Right.
So it starts out 20-19, first quarter, and looks like it's going to be an 80-point game, right? A game in the 60s, the 70s, maybe even 80. Then we score a whopping 5 points in the second quarter. And we're down at half. Had not played well. Just some mistakes, some defense rotation that didn't take place the way it should, some turnovers. And Terrence, the amazing thing is we're down 11 points late in the third. We're down 9 at the third quarter break. And then we're down with 6:47 left. We're back down 11.
Yeah.
And nothing against the teams we'd played prior to this when we'd had some comeback wins. But East Central, physical, tough, active. They had their foot on their throat, and they did not want to let us up.
Yeah.
And here's the most incredible statistic, is they were 13 of 21 from three for the game. 13 of 21.
Yeah.
And we're expected to try to come back against that. There have been several opportunities for our guys to just say, it's not our night, they're East Central. But they don't give up. And I'm going to go through a quick list here as you think about and process the game back. And Terrence, it's one of those games, I don't know how you feel on the radio, but it's one of those games where it happens so quickly. Even as I talked to the coaching staff afterwards, now what exactly happened at this point? What happened at that point? It's not until you go back and film and really get a clear picture. And kudos to East Central. They played hard. Pizanka is a load. And there were just some missed opportunities where the ball bounced our way instead of their way. And on any of those opportunities, if it does bounce East Central's way, they probably get the win.
Yeah.
In terms of that's how close these basketball games can be, especially in our conference. So we're down 11 with 6:47 left on the clock. I've got Carson Hartley in the game.
Yeah.
Freshman. He's a varsity level athlete. His athleticism, his quickness. So I knew he gave us some things defensively, but Carson's one too that has quite a bit of skill. And they had just scored. They put us back down 11. And Carson's coming up the bench sideline there on the north side of the gym. Splits the traffic, goes in and makes an athletic finish.
Yeah.
And we're down 9. From that point forward, you can really push forward in terms of how things go. And you go to a Braden Maple. We had a 30-second possession where we've got a score. We're down to 30-second possession. And this is the first group I've had in a while where I can just let them play offense.
Right.
Typically it's been, hey, set heavy. Let's get to this specific person. And we do some of that in the game. But we are running offense. Cade makes a good read after some reversals, goes downhill, but comes to a jump stop and reads the defense, hits Maple in the corner. Maple hits recovering defense. He hits a tough pull up from about 14 feet over Ertl, the big kid.
Mm-hmm.
That shot doesn't happen just because Braden decided to take it that moment. Braden puts in as much work as anybody in our program in the dark, if you will. Nobody's watching. He's in there on his own. And that work culminates into hitting a big shot like that.
Yeah.
So huge shot by a sophomore, which I love seeing a guy just step up in big moments.
Yep.
Then later in the game, we're down. And again, I call timeout, and we run an action that we just put in this week from the sideline. Again, it's in Cade's hands. He drives hard downhill, reads a defense. There wasn't an opening for him. And Cade didn't turn the ball over. He didn't force a bad shot. He came to a jump stop, read the defense. Sam Johnson didn't stay pinned in the corner and try to catch and just shoot a three. He kind of slides on the baseline. Cade finds him. Sam bullies his way to the basket, gets himself the free throw line.
Right.
So now that dude's sitting at the free throw line with under 10 seconds left, two free throws to hit. Hits his first when they call a timeout. And Sam's got ice in his veins. Did not hit the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And then all kinds of things ensue in terms of
who wants to win it.
East Central gets the ball down the floor pretty quick.
Yeah.
And And we weren't slacking by any means, but they did get ahead of us. And thankfully, they threw out of bounds. Yeah. So now there's about 3.2 left. And we run a play. You saw it in the South Timberland game. Mm-hmm. We run an action. And, hey, Jack, a three-year senior, he gets his momentum going forward, too, right? He gets amped up. He gets adrenaline pumping. And we run an action where, quite frankly, I don't care that the opponent knows it's coming, because I'm going to put Jack throwing the ball to Kate against anybody's at that point tied up. The only thing that can happen that's terrible is exactly what happened, yeah. Right? Where Jack just throws a little bit too high for Cade, because even though Cade's around, if Cade goes up, Cade can read things quickly. He would have Tielu wide open on his wing if he doesn't get fouled making the catch, because East Central had three guys kind of come towards him. But it does go over him, and now we got to play defense because they get the ball in their baseline, and they've got a chance to win the basketball game.
Right.
So the way the guys came together very quickly mentally, and it's actually Jack who stepped up to contest Maxwell's drive. Now we're going to overtime. Mm-hmm. And as we talked on the air, anything that's the first possession overtime, whether offense or defense, is critical in terms of typically who's ever successful in that first possession invariably goes on to win that overtime period and win the game.
Right.
So we're running offense, nothing special, running our chin motion offense. Again, it gets in Cade's hands. There was some action. There was a ball screen. None of this scripted. They're just reading the defense. And Cade gets in his left hand. He's able to go to Howard downhill. He sees Cade anchoring sees Gus anchoring the corner. Mm-hmm. Cade comes a jump stop, hits Gus. And Gus, and here's what's tough about Gus. He plays hard. But there, you heard me talk about Carson Hartley. Carson was in a stretch in a group that gave us some minutes, and having to be Gus be the odd man out. Then Tielu comes in, and Tielu's running the show. So Gus had set a part of that fourth quarter. Then he comes in. He's asked to close out the fourth.
Right.
And then I decide to go with starters to start the overtime. And that dude has to come in off the bench. And what Gus does, he hits big shots.
Huge shot.
If teams leave him open in the sectional, they're just not prepared, because that dude will hit big shots. And kudos to Cade for finding him. Then we go down. We get a stop. We go up five. And during this whole stretch, overtime and the end of regulation, Grunk has taken over, because Grunk had gotten two early fouls. So I don't do this very often, but just the way I felt this game would go from a physicality standpoint, he set probably the last 3 minutes of the first quarter. I didn't play him at all in the second quarter. And I typically don't do that. I'm one to risk it, if you will, with foul trouble. But Grunk comes in, end of regulation, end of overtime, just makes some big, tough buckets. It's probably my favorite part of this. Gus feeds him on an over-the-top post-pass bucket. Sam hits him on a pass. Carson Hartley hit him on a pass. But the one on Sam, he gets it. He takes his time. He slides baseline. Grunt goes up. He leaves it short. And he's got Ertl on his back. And Ertl's a big dude from the football team. Jack jumps quicker than him. He gets his own rebound and just muscles it up to get a tough, tough bucket. And then the dude goes 7-8 from the free throw line. Yeah. So just winning plays by guys all around. Cade does what Cade does in terms of just collected some rebounds for us. But when we need a bucket, we're going to Cade either to go get the bucket for us or to create a basket for others, as we've talked about. And on the flip side of that, to start second half, we came out of the halftime with a set against their zone, Gus to Cade, yeah, right along the baseline there. And Cade was able to collect it and go high above the rim to finish it. So just as I go through my roster, proud of all of them. Trent Lewis is going 4-for-4 in overtime from the free throw line.
Yeah, big free throws to seal it.
Big free throws to seal it. In big possessions, to jump stop, and we'd been on T. Luke's. He'd, in the South Dearborn game, for example, we had a couple tough turnovers because he tried to get the ball above his head and go over trap. It's not going to work. So just so proud of him as far as staying low. And he and Gus, hey, there's some disadvantages to being the size they are right now, but there's also some advantages. You can play below the defense, and that's what he did. Got through some tough double teams to hit guys open. And then obviously his effort always on the defensive end. He and Carson Hartley created a trap there late that Grunk was able to jump the passing lane and go down and get a breakaway layup. So just, as you said, a remarkable, remarkable win for these guys. And down 11 against a 4A opponent that's a quality opponent, there's just no stopping these guys, and it's fun to coach.
Yeah, it was, you know, I'll say this, you know, I always talk about the big three and Kaiser, Grunk, and Johnson, and I just thought it was just really interesting the roles that they took on as that game progressed. You talked about it indirectly, how Cade became more of a facilitator as it was needed as the game kept going on. I don't know if I'd ever really saw that. Not that he wasn't capable, just never really saw that this season that much. And then I felt like Gronk was really an enforcer, the way he kept Ertl on his heels and, quite frankly, nullified Ertl because of the foul trouble. And it was the pressure that Gronk was just constantly putting on him. And then Sam was, geez, he was a sharpshooter. And when the game wasn't, when the game could have gotten out of hand, it was some of Sam's sharpshooting that kept things going. And it was just really interesting to see. I think if I didn't say it on air or said it to you, the appreciation I got in this past week of Batesville Bulldog is you cannot take any EIAC opponent lightly. I don't care what the record is. I don't care what, you know, they did over the past five games. Every single night, you literally have to. I'm stealing this line from one of the coaches last week. The rent is due every day, and you got to pay it when you're, you know, in this EIAC. And they're, yeah, they're granted. I'll tell you, I'll look at games and I'll, you know, I'll say, oh, yeah, well, this team will beat that team. But no, can't do that. You cannot do it, not in the EIAC.
100% correct. And we'll face that challenge tomorrow night. But Cade, he had six assists.
Yeah.
And what I find fun is Cade had we drew a setup for Cade and he had a turnover. He had another late turnover.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about mental toughness because I was on him in one timeout about the one turnover, just the mental fortitude to that next play, and then to create some of the possessions he did for to get those assists, to hit those big shots. And Sam Johnson had I believe he had a weekend where he didn't hit any threes maybe the week before or a couple games in a row or wasn't shooting the way Sam shoots it.
Sure.
Passed up an opportunity at South Dearborn, for example. The guy goes 10 of 18 from the three-point line over the Rush 20 Central games, and we needed all 10 of them.
Yeah.
Right, especially when you're combating an opponent that bombs you for 13 of 21. And Sam hit some big shots, and he's getting in such a good groove. Some of the early shots, like you said, it kept us in it. He wasn't necessarily open. There was some action. He had a little bit of a foot of a separation, but the defender's hand was down.
Right.
Sam read it, got his feet underneath him, and was comfortable taking the shot. It was a strong shot. And again, he should be shooting with confidence. He's getting back up closer to that 40% mark from three. But he's another one who puts a tremendous amount of time in shooting the basketball on his own, and that shows up on those game floors.
Last thing, because we're talking about shooting, you honored your shooting club participants that night on was it Thursday night or I was on Saturday?
Yep, Thursday night. Yep.
And I just was taken aback by some of the numbers of shots these kids were getting up over the summer, mainly the freshman, James Hughes, and then to see it come to fruition in the game. Huge three-point basket for him. It was important because in his previous outing, didn't hit any of his distance shots, and you could tell, you could see it in his face when he hit that shot. You know, he gave the fist pump saying, yeah, I got that monkey off my back. And, you know, putting up over 80,000 points. I heard a coach say this over the weekend. You know, these types of things don't just happen in a vacuum. Hitting big shots, winning shots, closing out down the stretch. It's stuff that you've been doing all summer long in the gym that show up on game day. And I thought that was, at least for me personally, just being able to recognize here's a young man that put the work in and then seeing him get his opportunity as a freshman and hit a big shot, I thought that was a nice moment.
Yeah, and that shooting club runs 26 weeks of the off season, so about half a year. And overall, our program took over 700,000 shots. James took over 80,000 of them. And
it's unreal.
Think about this. And like you said, and I pointed this out on the postgame show, Sam Johnson driven that right wing. James moved himself along that left wing where he could be in vision of Sam. Sam gets stopped. He sees James. And here's what's cool. A senior feels comfortable skipping it to a freshman. And James hits a three. And how critical is that shot when you're talking about a one possession overtime game as far as James being ready in the moment to step up and hit that three? And what I love for Batesville basketball is you get a James Hughes, a Carson Hartley, a Cameron Holcomb, who had 27 points in the JV game, hit seven threes, and on down the line with our freshmen and sophomores, they're learning from the Sams, the Grunks, the Gusses, and that's how a program sustains, and that's going to be so fun to watch because those freshmen have grown up quite a bit, they're developing, and they're just, and Batesville basketball will continue to, the culture we have and the type of way we play, it's not all coaching, right? Yeah. It's those guys modeling, expecting, demanding, and bringing those young guys along with them. And that's what you saw with James hitting that three in there in the second quarter.
Yeah, it was really, really cool moment. Coach, I'll let you get out of here. Again, thanks so much for your time. You've got Franklin County tomorrow. That'll be the last of your EIAC schedule. And then you shut things down South Decatur later on in the week. And then the final game next week. And then we'll start talking about this the real season here coming around the corner. Coach, again, thanks so much. And we look forward to seeing you again down the road.
Thank you, Terrence. Really want to remind you of that makeup game tomorrow night at Franklin County. But then Friday, we honor four seniors, so we have our three that play, and then Landon Oldham, who's been a manager for us in our program. So really hope, and I know they will, that the Batesville people will come out and support not only three really good basketball players who played a lot of Batesville basketball, but I've said this to you as well, three of the most consistent guys I've had in Batesville basketball, and we're going to shower them with a lot of appreciation. They surely have deserved it and earned it. Thank you, Terrence.
All right, thank you. Coach's Corner continues right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI, the new WRBI app.
Oh my, that's big.
Cecil Eisen here from Eisen's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Eisen's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Eisen's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
Nothing brings the family together like a home-cooked meal. Let Whirlpool and Maytag Appliances help you handle what the day brings. From smart cooking to dependable dishwashers, Gehring's has it all. With the largest selection of Whirlpool and Maytag appliances in the area, you're sure to find the perfect appliance for your cooking needs. Shop for the best appliances with the latest features at Gehring's today. Whirlpool and Gehring's, 316 North Main, Batesville.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Fleetwood Chevrolet at 950 North Michigan Avenue in Greensburg invites you to visit them. They're here to help you with your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase, as well as all your service and parts needs. They're the home of Greensburg's only drive-in service lane and free oil changes for life with the purchase of a new vehicle. Give them an opportunity to earn your business at Fleetwood Chevrolet.
We don't sell you cars, we help you buy them.
Back to more Coach's Corner, delivered by Eisen's Family Pizza.
Get out and support the teams in your area. They all deserve your attendance and appreciate you being there.
On 103.9 WRBI.
Coach's Corner continues, live from Eisen's Family Pizza. And we want to say a special thanks to our sponsors, particularly our title sponsor, Eisen's. Great folks here. They do a really good job taking care of us. Take good care of you as well. Come on down and check Cecil and the crew out. Special thanks as well to Gehring's, Fleetwood Chevrolet, SEI Fiber by Southeastern Indiana REMC, Hurt and Elko, George's Pharmacy, and Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Just finished speaking with Bulldog head coach Aaron Garrett, winners of three in the row. They've got two games this week. Tomorrow night is actually a makeup game from the snow day earlier in the season. That'll be against Franklin County. And then on Friday night, they'll be honoring their seniors. Make sure to come check them out at the Dog Pound on Friday night. As promised, let's move over and talk about the women's game. Have an opportunity to speak with head coach for the South Decatur Lady Cougars, Coach Kristen Hicks. Coach, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
So a season comes to an end, but a strong, strong season, a 14-win season with some huge highs throughout. The fact that we're talking now, obviously, the season didn't necessarily end the way you or any of the Lady Cougars wanted to end. But let me start by reiterating what I said to you on game night. I found you after the game was over, no hyperbole, not a lot of umph. I said to you it was the best game that I'd called that week, and we trust me, we had a lot of inventory that week.
Sure.
But it was, I told you, it was the best game that I'd called that week, and you guys had the dead right on game plan to get that victory that night, played well enough to do so. It's basketball. Ball bounced this way or that way. Outcomes are definitely can come up different. But I just wanted you to know, just from a guy that likes to watch ball, that it was really a treat to call that game and to see the progression. I saw an immense amount of growth from the team that played in that championship game last year. You know, and it was really the same two teams playing. But we'll get into that.
Sure.
But let's talk about the season as a total. Again, a 14-win season. When you look back at this particular season, where do you see the areas where you thought these young ladies really showed the most growth?
Yeah, we had a great season. I'm really proud of 14 wins, like you said. We had a lot of highs, you know, in the conference specifically. We went, you know, 5-1 in the conference. We came in second in the conference. That was a big goal of ours. So definitely excited about that. And, you know, really strong wins.
Sure.
You know, kind of some staple wins were important for us. Like I said, coming in second in the conference, that was definitely a high for us. Obviously, we had, you know, several heartbreakers throughout the season as well. 14 and 11, I think that easily could have, you know, 4 or 5, you know, we lose by a couple points.
Sure.
So really could have been much better. But, you know, that kind of turned out to be kind of the kryptonite that we had throughout the season, and the way that we were unable to kind of finish games kind of ended up how Jacksonville game went.
Right.
You know, we were tied with about a minute and a half left, and it came down, just couldn't execute, you know, and they were able to hit free throws and kind of close the game out. But overall, really pleased with the season. It was a great group of girls, and just proud of them.
The, you know, I had been on air and on record saying it just seems so unfair the way that sectional is built, because there's so many good clubs in this area, in that very same sectional. Of course, you guys, Jacksonville, Olenburg Academy, all of this exact same sectional. When you look at that, you play in the semifinal round. Jacksonville goes on to win the sectional, and then last weekend goes ahead to win the regional. Do you find any amount of solace in knowing, and I've always wondered this from a player or coach's perspective, do you find any amount of solace in knowing, okay, the team that got us, they're going on, you know, semi-state, state, what have you? Or does it make it that much worse because you're saying to yourself, that was us?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of the last on that. but I think that's just any, you know, that's a competitor. You know, you think you can, that can be you.
Right.
And that's kind of the drive that you have to have year in and year out. I mean, you have to.
Sure.
I mean, you look at that and you think what could have, but that's how the game goes. I mean, and they're a good team. You know, they have been. That's a great program. You know, we played hard and we played with them for, you know, 3.5 quarters, you know, even probably closer to, you know, last couple minutes there. So, tough way to go. But also, you know, props to them. They're a great team. So
when you and the staff sat down to game plan, I mean, you knew who your opponent was going to be, and you guys sat down to game plan. Talk me through a little bit. What was the game plan in terms of what you wanted to do? Because when you guys came out and then established yourself and established a lead for the good portion of the game, everything it seemed that you had planned was working and working well. What was the game plan?
Yeah, we, you know, defensively we went in, we knew we had, you know, they've got a solid five, really. But, you know, they've got two really outstanding players in Meyer and Hughes, and that was a big goal of ours, was to stop them.
Right.
And Hughes, we did a really good job. We kind of put a couple different girls on there that, you know, did a good job on her. But she's tough. She gets to the basket. She, you know, she finishes and hits free throws. And then Meyer, we had a little bit more of a tougher job on her. But, you know, she plays outside and in, and kind of a tough matchup for us. But, you know, still handled her pretty well. Offensively, we knew it was going to be tough. Kylie Best, she'd been getting, you know, quite a bit of face guarding, some pressure towards the later end of our season here. So we expected that and planned for that. And we knew Michaela Summers was going to get doubled. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what they did. So we were prepared for all that. And that was kind of the preparation offensively leading up to that game.
Right.
You know, kind of establishing what we were going to do offensively when those situations were going to come. but also understanding that they're a good team. They're going to have their runs and kind of staying mentally focused and ride those out because we were going to have our own runs.
Sure.
And we did, you know, we hit shots, we executed. And it really just kind of came down to those last couple minutes. I think kind of one of the big factors was, you know, one of the big things that I wanted to get done was keeping off the foul line. And that was one thing we weren't able to do. They went 18 for 29 and we only went 6 for 6. So that was a tough one. And we knew that they shot a lot of free throws and they were good free throw shooters. But that was one thing we couldn't quite get done, which I think ended up being a big factor to us. But overall, you know, like I said, we stuck with them. We played well. They did, you know, execute the game plan, and it just came down last couple minutes.
Yeah, and I'm not going to get you caught up in this. This is me talking. But I did notice the first two quarters of that game seemed to be called a little more freely, and they let the girls play, and they did that.
Sure.
And then those last two quarters, particularly in the fourth quarter, that changed. How difficult, from a coaching standpoint, is it to be able to communicate, hey, it's being called differently. We've got to make some adjustment to how it's being called right now.
It's definitely frustrating. But one of the important things is that you have to adjust how the refs are calling your game. Because refs are different.
Sure.
They're going to call differently. And you have to adjust. And unfortunately, you kind of had to make that adjustment throughout the game, which is really hard to do because you kind of are establishing yourself and you're seeing how you can play, how the physicality of what it is.
Right.
So it's a tough adjustment to make. And, you know, kind of just, you know, didn't quite get the calls that we wanted. But, you know, that's how it goes.
I mean,
you got to adjust and adapt and fix it. And we just couldn't quite get it done.
One thing that I noticed after the game was all said and done, and you know, there's only one team that's going to win its last game, right? This season, and when you don't win your last game, particularly with the seniors, it can be an emotional moment, and it's expected. Their basketball mortality, if you would, come into a close, or they can actually sense that it's expected. What I didn't expect to see was the outpouring of emotion from the community. The fans and the parents and the little brothers and cousins, they were, you know, they were very, very emotional. And I think it went a long way to show just how invested the community is in South Decatur basketball.
Yeah, I think our fan base has grown, kind of the attention has grown. And everybody's kind of started rallying together, and that comes with these players that we have. You know, you see how hard they're working, they're putting in the work, and they're getting wins. You know, it's starting to come to fruition a little bit here at South Decatur, where we didn't quite see that in the past, and now they're getting. It's exciting basketball to watch, and you know, people want to come out and watch them play. So there's more of an investment from our fan base, which is great. But it just shows. The support that we have and also the commitment of these girls and how much you want it for them too, you know? I think everybody, you know, was emotional, but, like you mentioned, like our seniors and stuff. And I do want to mention our two seniors, Braylee Sundell and Molly Eden, two great girls on and off the court. Kind of maybe more sentimental to me. I had Molly as a student in third grade.
Wow.
I've coached them at every level now, elementary. I had them for a year in junior high and JV when I was at the JV list. So I've coached them at every single level, and I've got to see their progress and their growth, and they just two great girls on and off the court, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
Good deal. Well, you be sure to give the word back that I said. It's been fun, you know, from a broadcasting standpoint, to be able to call the games and see the growth. It's definitely there. There's nobody that saw the Lady Cougars play that last game and saw their first game and thought that was the same team. There's nobody that could deny the growth. And you said it right. There's a lot of good stuff going on in South Decatur basketball, and the rest of the world catch up soon and pay attention.
I hats off to these girls. I think the culture, you know, it's slowly started to shift. Last year, you kind of saw the building blocks of it. And this year, even more so, the culture's definitely shifting, and it's getting everybody excited about it.
Well, you have a lot to do with that, Coach, so we appreciate everything you do in the name of high school athletics. Again, congratulations on the big season, and we look forward to seeing what you do next.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. That was head coach Kristen Hicks of the South Decatur Lady Cougars, and we've got more Coach's Corner coming up in just a bit on Country 103.9 WRBI and streaming live at WRBIRadio.com.
Love is in the air, or maybe it's just the smell of our heart-shaped pizzas. Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. Yes, our cheese or pepperoni heart-shaped pizzas are back on February 14th only. Our heart-shaped pizzas are available as a combo with 6 breadsticks, 2 sauces, and a mega chip cookie for $25. Or you can order just the heart-shaped pizza for $15. If the heart-shaped pizza doesn't do it for you, maybe the chicken bruschetta pizza will. It's now available until February 17th or while supplies last. Celebrate Valentine's Day at Eisen's Family Pizza. Eisen's Family PizzaFamilyPizza.com or downtown Batesville.
Kohler means reliability. That's why Kohler is a perfect partner for Hurt and Elko. Every Kohler generator is meticulously quality tested start to finish. Their engineering team runs hundreds of performance tests during the design process. Everything's examined down to the bolt. And before it leaves the factory, Kohler puts it through its paces one more time. The result is total reliability. This is Scott Lamping with Hurt and Elko. Stop by to find out more about Kohler generators. 108 West Pearl Street, Batesville.
George's, we have respiratory therapists on staff that can help you rest easy. Our services include CPAP and BiPAP, the latest in oxygen technology, nebulizers, and more. Our professional staff will answer all of your questions and make you or your loved one feel at ease with whatever challenges you're faced with. Ask for us. Let our family take care of yours.
Southeastern Indiana REMC is now offering high-speed fiber internet to its members. Choose from our basic, plus, or premium residential packages with speeds from 100 megabits per second to 1 gig. Prices range from $64.95 to $109.95 per month, and there are no data caps. Get the connectivity speed you need at a price you can afford. Visit SEIREMC.com or call 1-800-737-4111 to check your address eligibility and to sign up for service today. Our friendly customer service representatives are standing by to take your call. SEI Fiber, connecting at the speed of light.
Coach's Corner, delivered by Eisen's Family Pizza, continues.
I want to thank all of our guests, thank all of our sponsors, thank Eisen's for allowing us to be here, thank all of you for listening in.
From 103.9 WRBI.
WRBI presents Coach's Corner, live from Eisen's Family Pizza, and we continue here on George Street. Go ahead, drive by, blow the horn. Let us know you're out there listening. Just finished speaking with Coach Kristen Hicks of the South Decatur Lady Cougars. Great season for those young ladies there. Made it all the way to the semifinal round there. And we bring to the program another team for that same sectional 60. Man, it's such a tough, tough sectional. I will continue to petition that they figure out a way to break some of that up. There's no sense in Olenburg and South Decatur and Jacksonville all be in the exact same sectional. It's just silliness. Anyway, I said my piece. So coming to the program, we welcome the seniors from the Olenburg Academy Lady Twisters team with head coach Dave Disbro. Please welcome Kate Weber, Ellie Ryan, and Sadie Waxman. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Hi.
That was Ellie. So since you stepped up first, Ellie, we're going to start with you. And most of this, will each of you will have an opportunity to talk to us. So first, just want to say congratulations on a magnificent season. It was fun to watch you ladies play. Fun to watch you there in that. It was a great, tense championship game there in that sectional 60. But before we get to your last game, let's go back through the season. And as a senior, even before that, Ellie, when you think about the time you spent playing Twister basketball, what do you think you'll cherish most? What would you take with you most when you look back over your basketball career?
Honestly, the senior year has been amazing. I've had so much more fun this year, and I will remember every year. I love all the girls that I've played with,
right,
and the coaches. It's just been amazing this year.
Good deal. Kate, how about you? Same question. What do you think you'll remember most about your time here?
I'd probably say, like, the friendships I've made. It's really nice in sports because you get to be friends with the underclassmen and just get to know them better, and that's probably what I'll cherish the most.
Okay. Well, Sadie, can't leave you out. Same question.
Definitely this year with the coaching staff and the people playing, it was really fun. And I wasn't even sure if I wanted to play this year, so I was, like, kind of on the fence, but I'm so glad that I decided to play in the end.
Okay, well, good deal. You know, I had conversations with your coach here earlier in the season, and I think it's very interesting that you all said you had so much fun, because word on the street, he also had a lot of fun coaching you guys, and I think that goes hand in hand, right? I mean, it's a lot funner practice, that is, when you got to do all these grueling practices and games and all that if you're having fun than when you're not. So don't let him fool you. He had just as much fun as you guys did throughout this season. Now, Sadie, I know for sure you also played soccer, and Ellie, you played soccer also. You played soccer too. I've always felt like these dual sport athletes, that it actually helps that when you play multiple sports, it kind of strengthens each other. You tell me your thoughts, and Sadie, we'll start with you. Has playing soccer helped you at all in basketball, and has playing basketball helped you in soccer?
Well, going from soccer, I definitely felt more conditioned than if I wasn't playing soccer.
Right.
So that obviously helped, like, physically wise, but also playing with, like, some of the same girls who also played soccer, because there's some underclassmen that played soccer too. So it definitely helped with, like, team chemistry, I think, as well, just having those friendships.
Allie?
Coach apparently thinks that soccer players take good angles to the ball, so I guess that helps.
Right.
But yeah, forming relationships with all the underclassmen in soccer and being able to play with them for two seasons, it's really, really fun.
Good deal. Good deal. Let's get into, sectional play, and you guys, go through that sectional. We just talked about how tough it is, and you make it all the way to the championship round. Talk to me a little bit about your mindset going into, that game. You've gotten through the semi, final round. And then you knew, okay, here we go. We're going to play Jacksonville, last year's semi-state finalist. And then we're going to play them for the sectional final. Kate, we'll start with you. What was your mindset going into that game?
I think it was kind of a lot. We played three games in 4 days. So
yeah.
You kind of are thinking about the other games, but then you have to reset and focus on the game ahead of you. So that can definitely be a challenge. But I think our team was there mentally, so I think that was where we were at.
Sure. Anybody else? Go ahead, Ellie.
I think that we were all there to play. Like, we all were ready.
Sure.
None of us had honestly ever been in the final game of a sectional before. It was a new experience for everyone.
Right.
So I think we all were just ready to show everyone what we had.
And you did a very fine job in doing that. I think if you talk to those young ladies, and including their coaches' staff, even though that, you know, they had a tough game in their semifinal round, I think they will tell you that that was, to this point, their toughest game that they've had to play was when they had to go against you guys in that championship game. One more question for you, and we'll start on this end. We'll start with you, Sadie. And this will just really be for everybody else. So you've kind of closed the book on your senior year as far as athletics are concerned. Just what do you hope to do next at the next level? And do you have plans on pursuing your athletic career in the future?
I do not have any athletic things lined up, really, but I am planning on going to Purdue, I think, next year. So definitely opportunity to get in the intramurals and still have fun with sports, but even though it's not competitive so much.
Don't fool yourself. Intramurals is very competitive. What about you, Kate? What's next for you?
Yeah, kind of in the same position as Sadie. I'm planning on going to college. I'm undecided yet, but yeah, intramurals are probably where I'm looking to.
Stop selling yourself short. Go ahead.
Kind of the same for me, too. I think I'm going to go to Purdue as well. So there's a lot of club opportunities and intramural opportunities there.
Cool. Majors?
I want to be a pilot, so I'll be majoring in professional flight.
Nice.
I'm thinking dental hygiene.
I think I'm planning on majoring in chemistry. with possibly going into the healthcare field.
Nice, nice. Well, ladies, again, I want to tell you that we greatly enjoyed your athletic careers and being able to be at some of the games out on the pitch, out on the hardwood, you name it. Really enjoyed that personally. Congratulations on a great, great season. You guys got there. I mean, you set a goal, right, to be able to play for a sectional championship, and you did that. You know, nobody can take that away from you. So congratulations there. And I am going to just let this young man say some nice things about you, too. Coach, we talked about this throughout this season, about this opportunity for you to come and coach a team that you felt was extremely coachable, thirsty, wanted to learn. You had something to give them, and they were ready to receive it. When you look back on this season, what are you most proud of in terms of the accomplishment of this team?
Well, and I'll add talented and athletic and great students and great kids. And, yeah, they know how much I enjoyed coming to practice every day and how much I enjoyed coaching them. And they helped the transition be smooth, I think.
Right.
And who knows if – who knew if it was really going to be smooth?
Right.
Because I'd coached boys for a long time, and they didn't know me from anybody. So right. We had a really good time. I'm going to miss these three, and I've told them this. You know, they can always call me, text me if they need anything. Right. I'll be there for them. And, like, I'll always think about – the start of this whole OA journey, because we're not planning on this being one and done. And we kind of talked about that, but these guys are the foundation of that.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they'll come back and see us and interact with our players and talk to our players. And they're going to be busy. They're obviously very, very smart and much smarter than me. And they're going to have professions where they're not going to be coaching basketball. So, they're awesome.
Yeah.
And it's been really, really fun for me and great that I've had these three to help me. Because I told them early on, you know, it's your team and you guys are going to be the captains and let's go see what we can do. And they did a great job.
Good deal. Well, Coach, I appreciate it. Ladies, again, thank you so much for sharing with us this evening.
Appreciate it. And also just wanted to say that our JV team had a great season with Coach Hitchcock, and Coach Samples helped me tremendously. And I could go on and on and on thanking people, but these three are to the top of my list. But we really appreciate you having us and letting us talk about OA basketball. Thank you, Terrence.
Hey, not a problem, not a problem. I look forward to seeing what OA decides to do next on this women's basketball journey. And, yes, they will always have you three to thank for getting them to this point. Look forward to seeing what you ladies do next, okay?
Thank you.
All right. That was senior class and Coach Disbrough of the OA Twisters. We got more Coach's Corner coming up right after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Oh, my, that's big.
Cecil Eisen here from Eisen's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville. Eisen's Family Pizza can satisfy even the biggest appetites with our 8-inch mega chip cookie.
Oh.
Our 12-inch That's a Big Pretzel.
My.
And our 20-inch hand-tossed pizzas.
That's big.
That come with a Target printed on the bottom of the box.
Oh, my, that is big.
Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for specials and events. Eisen's Family Pizza. Find us at 812-933-0333, eisensfamilypizza.com, or on George Street, downtown Batesville.
A Maytag washer can handle the tough loads with extra power to boost stain fighting on any wash cycle. The built-in water faucet is ready to give clothes a quick rinse or a long soak. Plus, the deep fill option delivers more water when you want it. Visit Gehrings to see how a Maytag laundry pair can help you power through laundry day. Gehrings and Maytag, 316 North Main, Batesville.
Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep is a proud sponsor of local athletics. I'm Michelle Galk, and at Batesville Chrysler, we value this community and the relationships we've built with our customers. As your hometown car dealer, we understand the importance of staying connected to the community. We commend all our student-athletes and their hard work and dedication. That's why we're proud to sponsor local sports coverage so that fans can stay connected no matter where we are. Remember, you can buy a car anywhere, but when you buy at Batesville Chrysler Dodge Jeep, we can all work together to support the future of this great community.
Decatur County Memorial Hospital presents the first annual free Women's Health Expo. This event is located in the new DCMH Rehabilitation and Medical Offices building in Greensburg. Receive free health screenings, and after your appointment, join us for pampering and brunch. Spaces are limited for the free DCMH Women's Health Expo, and registration is required. Call 812-663-1146 by February 28th to register.
You are tuned to Coach's Corner.
We want to thank Cecil and his crew here at Ison's Pizza for allowing us to be here. We want to thank all of our sponsors who make this all possible. Go out and support them, because not only do they make things like this possible, they keep your communities going, and that's very, very important.
103.9 WRVI.
Coach's Corner continues. Live from Ison's Family Pizza. I want to thank Cecil and his crew for being such wonderful, gracious hosts. A great place to get great food and to hear directly from coaches throughout the area about their programs and the student athletes that make those programs tick. We just finished speaking with the senior class there at the OA Twisters for their basketball squad. Coach Disborough was really good to catch up with those guys. Had a really strong season, made it to the championship there at Sectional 60. That was one of their goals at the beginning of the year. Able to make that happen, but as things would go, that Jacksonville team, been there before, done it before, and they were able to eke out a win there and go ahead to the regional round, which they did win on Saturday night. They became regional champions again, and they're headed to semi-state on next Saturday. We'll have that game for you. Tip off at 10 a.m. Pre-game will start shortly before that, so don't miss that. Make sure you check that out. I want to thank our sponsors, along with Ison's. Special thanks to Decatur County Memorial Hospital, Great Plains Communications, and Margaret Mary Health. We close the show in Franklin County with head coach for the Lady Wildcats, Coach Kyle Van Meter, and he's brought with him senior guard Nicole Mears. Folks, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. We're glad to be here.
All right. Nicole, I'm going to start with you, and Coach, I'll come to you here in just a second. Nicole, the same question that I ask of some of the other seniors, when you look back over your career at Franklin County, what are the things that you think you'll carry with you most, that you'll remember most about being a Lady Wildcat?
I think the thing I'll carry on is, like, all the teammates I've had over the years and, like, the chances to make relationships with everyone, like, underclassmen, being, like, the only senior this year. So I had a chance to do that and really get to know them more throughout the season.
Good deal. Good deal. And when I talk to coaches throughout the EIAC, and they've got a game coming up that they're going to take on the Wildcats, and I ask the question, what are some of the challenges that the Wildcats bring? There's not a single coach that I've talked to that did not mention the name Nicole Mears. Every single coach, every single program knows they have to game plan on how we're going to handle Nicole Mears. When I say that to you, how does that resonate? How does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good, obviously, because I've worked hard over the past few years to get where I am today. I mean, I've gone a long way from my freshman and sophomore year, and, like, my confidence has really grown as a player. So just hearing that makes me, like, feel good.
Good deal. Most recently, at a couple of the games that they had here in Batesville, it was youth night, and they had a lot of the young people that participate in youth basketball, male and female. As a senior playing Wildcat ball, what would you say to some of the youth in Franklin County that's maybe just picking up a ball and have hopes and dreams of playing to be a Wildcat in the future? What would be some of the tips, some things that you learned on your journey that you would share with them?
I think I told them, like, it's better to start earlier, definitely, like, to put in the work early on. I wish I would have done that, like, I don't know, in middle school, especially. Sure. Like, going, I do that a lot now in high school, put in a lot of effort and time to get where I am today. So I think, like younger kids should do that if they want like to be successful in their high school career.
Right. That you just can't show up at the gym and be good, right? You actually have to work at it. Good deal. You guys had a strong season all the way around in terms of your record. able to 14 wins, finished second in the EIAC, and some good signature wins along the way over East Central, Lawrenceburg, Batesville, that very same OA team that we just spoke to a few minutes ago. What game, though, this season sticks out to you as that was the game that really defined the season? Uh-oh, I said no gotcha questions, and here I am, I got you. Well, let me tell you about a game for you and your teammates. And you may not have been playing that night. I can't remember, but I was Batesville at your place, and that game was back and forth all night long. Batesville actually had the lead most of the night, almost into like the last minute of the game, and then you guys come roaring back. Get a couple of key turnovers and a two-point victory. For me, I thought that really just kind of epitomized what Franklin County basketball is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that was definitely a good one, like over a conference team that usually, like in the past few years too, it's been like a close game between both of us.
Right.
But I think our team just throughout the season too, not just that game, always gives like 100% effort and tries like their hardest even at practice, and that carries on into games.
Good deal. And what's next for you? What are your plans after graduation?
So I'm committed to play basketball at Transylvania University in Kentucky, and I want to become a pediatric plastic surgeon, so I'll be majoring in biology at Transylvania. And then hopefully after I graduate there, I'll go to med school at the University of Kentucky.
Cool. Well, definitely congratulations on having your path laid out there, and congratulations on playing at the next level.
Thank you.
Coach, when you look at this season as a whole, and knowing where things started out for you in the beginning of the season and in terms of where you guys finished up, what are you most proud of in terms of the accomplishments of this team?
The biggest thing I'm proud of with this team is their ability to deal with adversity. Talked about it a little before last time I was on the show. The team last year, we won 16 games. We lost five seniors, lost 72% of our scoring. One senior on the team this year. We're a very young team. And so that was kind of a lot of the things that we dealt with. Like, oh, we're a young team. And, you know, we kind of dealt with some of that sometimes. We're like having a young team where, like, close games down the stretch, you know, maybe we gave it away, five games we should have won. And then we would deal with an injury like the Batesville game that you talked about. We won that game basically with five players because of injuries. So the ability to deal with adversity and deal with all the stuff that we dealt with this season, which is nothing new when it's high school basketball.
Sure.
That's part of the season. But to deal with it and to keep pushing and keep doing what they're supposed to. And then, you know, I'm very proud of Nicole, obviously, the year that she had when she talks about how far she's come. I coached her as a sophomore, junior, and senior. Wish I could have coached her before that, you know. And, you know, when she was a sophomore, she only averaged like 5-5, like she talked about. And like I said before, now she just ended the season top three in the conference, second in the conference in scoring, you know, averaging 18-10. And, you know, she's the epitome of, you know, what our basketball program is about right now. Just coming in, put your head down, work, improve. Do your job in a classroom. Nicole talked about how she's going to Transylvania to play basketball. She also, she's not going to talk about this, but she has a 4.4 GPA, number 7 in her class, has all these scholarships, you know, like Coach Diz was talking about, a lot smarter than I am. Gonna go on, you know, make a bunch of money, hopefully donate some of that money back to the program. But we're real proud of Nicole and just her leadership and, you know, and her with the way she does things, it's carried over to the rest of the team, and that's what I'm most proud of.
And that was my follow-up question to that. As a coach, what is it like to have a Nicole Nears, a player, all those attributes on, you know, not just on the floor, but particularly, you know, amongst the rest of the teammates?
It makes me look good. A lot of times, you know what I mean? It makes me look like a good coach when, you know, we need a bucket. It's going to Nicole.
Right.
You know, teams, you know, see it on film, like, you know, teams double team her, they triple team her, and sometimes she's still scoring over them. Very, very impressive to what player she is. But like I said, the big thing about Nicole is she didn't come in and was like starting right away. She's not a 1,000-point scorer. She had a couple years where she had all the ability, but lacked the confidence. And just, you know, was coachable. And now other players have seen that. So I think she's a great example to these younger players. Like, it doesn't happen right away.
Yeah.
It just seems like, you know, we're in a world right now where, like, it's immediate gratification. You know what I mean? We want it right away. Right. Like, I want to be, I start on varsity, everything. It's like, you got to put the time in.
Right.
You got to put the time in. And Nicole is a great example of that. And we're seeing a lot of players do that as well. Like her teammate Ruby Singer was a freshman on JV last year. Mm-hmm. She just got voted fifth in the conference as a sophomore.
Wow.
And she was the same way. Like Nicole remembers, she would come into practice, can't do mic and drill, doesn't even have a post move. But working with Nicole, you know, and practicing and listening to coaches, she you know, she's a top five player in the conference now, and it's because she has mirrored kind of how Nicole does things.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I do want to talk a little bit about, though, the sectional game. You guys got the unlucky draw to play Greensburg in that first round of the sectional. Nicole, you guys got together. You had your pairing party. You all launched it. So the pairing comes up and says, okay, round one, you're playing Greensburg. What ran through your mind when you got a chance to look at the bracket and, you know, this is our first round game?
Well, at first, when I, like, saw that on the screen, it was obviously, like, I don't know, wasn't really expecting that. Like, was hoping for some other conference team that we've played and, like, had won, obviously.
Sure.
But after, I was happy that to, like, get started and start going over their stuff and just putting in the time to prepare as much as possible for the game. And I think we did all that, just didn't go our way in the end. But, yeah.
Okay. Good deal. Coach, you and I had already talked about that very point about the way the pairing went down. All the same, regardless of that, you know, this is a unique, very unique situation where the conference completely, totally, 100% mirrors the sectional, you know, minus
East Central.
Thank you. Minus East Central. So when you does from a coaching standpoint, does that make that harder, or does it make it? What does it make it when those things mesh like that?
So I think, you know, Nicole, you know, talked a little bit. I think, you know, every person has attributes, good or bad. One of my coaching staff's best attributes is we prepare, I think, better or as good as well as anybody else in the state.
Sure.
So we play a conference team. You know, they're not running anything that we don't know they're running.
Right.
But on the other side of it, they also were not running anything that they don't, that, you know, I mean, there's no secrets. You know, we do a couple of wrinkles, we'll put in a couple new sets, we'll try to do some things that we saw on film that they struggled against. But at that point in the season, we are what we are and they are who they are. So it does make it tough because you know each other like the back of your hand. Like right now, I'm already looking at the scout reports for next year and I'm, you know, taking off the seniors and we're doing it again.
Yeah.
And so, We know each other really, really well. That makes it good, but it's also difficult on the other side effect because they also know us so well. So, like, they're going to do everything they can to stop, you know, our Nicole and our better players, and we're going to do what we can to them. And, so, you know, it's good and bad, I guess.
Sure, sure. Well, guys, listen, I want to thank you both for coming on the show, spending some time with us. I want to thank you, Nicole, for just – wow, just really one heck of a career. I've enjoyed being able to see some of the games, call some of the games, see it in person. You know, I think a lot of times people, you hear this conversation going on a lot right now. You hear in the pros this conversation about when can we ever get to a point where we can just enjoy greatness while you're watching greatness. Mm-hmm. And I want you to understand, we have enjoyed watching greatness. We didn't take it for granted. We knew the things that you were doing on the floor. This doesn't happen every day. We understood the fact that it also took a lot of hard work from you. So just congratulations, everything you accomplished up until this point. We wish you all the best in your future's endeavors. And we know you're going to do great things at the next level.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me here.
And, Coach, congratulations on the 14-win season. I am not at all shocked to hear you say you're already looking at next season. I know that's how you roll, and it sounds like by talking about some of the underclassmen that you've got that'll be coming back to you next year, Wildcat basketball is in really good hands.
We feel very confident the team we got. One senior, obviously an important senior, but we feel good with the program we have. I told Nicole we were going to shout out her sister. Nicole's sister, Audrey Mears, is an eighth grader. Uh-huh. She'll be joining the high school program next year. And, you know, she has the same work ethic that Nicole does. You know, she's going to turn out to be a good player as well.
Good deal. Last question, now that you mentioned that. So, Nicole, when you and your sister play one-on-one, can she take you yet?
Not quite, but she's getting there. I mean, we'll go with my mom and her to the gym sometimes, and my little brother, but he's just plays there. But yeah, she'll try to go one on one, but
can't take
usually,
you yet.
Yeah, whenever she's guarding me, she just fouled me like bad. So I guess that helped for games.
That's what little sisters are for.
Yeah.
Well, again, guys, thanks so much. And we look forward to talking to you down the road.
All right, thanks for having us.
That was Coach Kyle Van Meener and Nicole Mears of Wildcat Basketball. We'll come and tie a bow on this after this on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app.
Love is in the air, or maybe it's just the smell of our heart-shaped pizzas. Cecil Eisen from Eisen's Family Pizza. Yes, our cheese or pepperoni heart-shaped pizzas are back on February 14th only. Our heart-shaped pizzas are available as a combo with 6 breadsticks, 2 sauces, and a mega chip cookie for $25. Or you can order just the heart-shaped pizza for $15. If the heart-shaped pizza doesn't do it for you, maybe the chicken bruschetta pizza will. It's now available until February 17th or while supplies last. Celebrate Valentine's Day at Eisen's Family Pizza. Eisen's Family Pizza.com or downtown Batesville.
Does your foot or ankle pain slow you down? Having practiced podiatry in southeastern Indiana for 15 years, Dr. Amy Jelenic has a wealth of experience helping people treat issues related to their feet. Her areas of focus range from foot and ankle trauma and arthritis to tendon repair and complications caused by diabetes. Dr. Jelenic sees patients at her office, located on State Road 129 in Batesville. To learn more, call 812-932-4700. 4700.
Life moves fast. The technology services from Great Plains Communications move faster. Whether it's working, learning, or streaming from home, or powering your business with a robust fiber connection, our full suite of technology services helps you keep up with today's fast-paced environment. Our local team of call center representatives and technicians are dedicated to providing a superior customer experience, ensuring you have the support and services you need to succeed. Contact Great Plains Communications today at 877-839-9494 or gpcom.com.
Back to more Coach's Corner, delivered by Eisen's Family Pizza.
Get out and support the teams in your area. They all deserve your attendance and appreciate you being there.
On 103.9 WRBI.
We are back here at Eisen's Family Pizza. And what a great show. What a great Coach's Corner we had for you here this evening. WRBI sports director Jim Williams joining me now. And Jim, you know, it's bittersweet, right? You see these programs kind of turn the page on a season, and particularly you look at these seniors, and they are faced with the knowledge of knowing that they probably won't lace them up again, you know, and play competitive. But then you have those like the Nicole Mears, and it really just goes to show, think about that for a second. That's what the impact that it left on me, as good as that Olenburg Twisters team was throughout the season. You know, none of those young ladies have any grander ideas of playing at the next level. But then that helps you realize just how special a season it was for Nicole Mears, that she's going to be able to take those skills, translate them to the next level, and play in college. That's great.
Absolutely. And, you know, we've talked many times. I am a big fan of the women's game, mm-hmm. and it was great to see the regional contest the other day where it was only a few points for North Decatur that could have made the difference, right, for them. And these young women, I think I'm the first person to call Nicole Dr. Mears just a moment ago. But wow, you know, these young ladies around Southeastern Indiana have just been super impressive to me, as I found them in other parts of the country as well. And certainly at Old Murray Academy, I got to see them on a Saturday afternoon where they had fallen behind.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the second half, they started hitting the shots.
Yeah.
So, oh my. And they went ahead and won the thing.
Yeah.
It's just the it's not the boys and young men don't have emotion. They do,
sure,
of course.
Sure, sure.
But there is an intensity to the women's and girls game that is different and cool. And I really like it. I'm a huge fan.
Well, and I think a lot of that, Jim, quite honestly, you know, kudos to WRBI for covering the women's game as much as we do. And I think that goes hand in hand with what you see happening at the next level, and even at the professional level. I saw two amazing college games this weekend with Nebraska upsetting number 2 Iowa.
Ooh.
And the part
with Caitlin Clark upsetting.
Yes.
Oh my!
Yeah, Caitlin Clark went for 31, but was scoreless in the fourth. But what was remarkable about that game, aside from the upset, that game was held at Nebraska, and it was a sold out arena. One of the first times that they've sold that arena out for women's sports. People were getting in line at 6 a.m. To come to the gym to watch that game, and it speaks to all of what you just said in terms of there's a certain energy that comes with the women's game, and as we as broadcasters begin to shine the light more heavily on the women's game, I think it's just only going to grow and grow and grow. And I'm sure the atmosphere at the games you saw Saturday, those regional games, I'm sure the atmosphere was beyond belief.
Spectacular. Yeah. Absolutely. And the excitement, at West Washington High,
mm-hmm.
folks had traveled a couple hours just to get down there, and that school is literally out in the middle of a field.
Yeah,
it's a great new building, but it's out in the middle of a field, and it was fabulous. And I don't think we could have asked for a whole lot more excitement than we had. And mm-hmm. and I know the Chargers were sad after their loss, but boy, they gave it everything they had, and they're within mm-hmm. the last 30 seconds and 5 points of winning that thing. And it's just right there. I'm a huge fan of the women's game. Saw it at Louisville. Saw it at a couple other universities around the country, South Carolina. It's a great game. And people who don't pay enough attention to these young women are short-changing themselves.
Yeah,
because it is an amazing sport.
Yeah, shame on them. You said South Carolina. That was the second game I watched this weekend. South Carolina, number one, undefeated South Carolina, took care of UConn, and I don't think I've ever seen a Gino Auriemma team be handled the way Dawn Staley's South Carolina Gamecocks did over the weekend. And who knows, Jim, who knows? Whether it be the Nicole Mears or some of these other young ladies, Reagan Hughes that hit 1,000 points down at with Jacksonville, as they're going to go ahead and play this weekend at the semi-state. Who knows which one of these ladies will be a next star for a Dawn Staley, the next star for Gino, or the next Caitlin Clark for all we know.
And I promise you, at Carver-Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City, where our family spent the first 5 years of my life, I didn't know anything about the university then other than black and gold and Hawkeyes.
Right.
But I promise you, that place is sold out for every one of those games, and every one of them wants to see Caitlin raise her scoring total, but her team around her is phenomenal also. She is not the only player on that team by a long shot. The traditions in these places like Iowa, South Carolina, they are going to continue and only grow, and that's exciting.
Man. Yeah, and it's exciting.
Colorado has a great team too, by the way.
And it's exciting that these young ladies here in southeastern Indiana, they have the skill set and the ability to be able to play at the next level.
Yes, sir.
You know, for every Nicole Mears and every Sadie Waxman, here, there's another one just down the road.
We have another one running a shot in the driveway.
Yes,
just like those boys that took thousands of shots.
Yes, So it's great. It was really good to see. And the last thing I'll say about OA, it was great to see, honestly, just the perfect marriage between coach and players when Coach Disbro brought his talents to Oldenburg Academy, and you could hear it. they really enjoyed having him. They enjoyed, you know, the fresh look, the fresh idea in terms of basketball. You know, I think Sadie even said at one point she wasn't even sure if she was going to play.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And there was something along the line with him coming over. She said, well, let me go see what this is about. Yeah. And, you know, they were saying that was, you know, it was their best year, their funnest year. And it's good to see coaches have those kind of impacts away, you know, not just in the X's and O's, but have those type of impacts on those young lives.
And I bet if we were to be able to have Coach Disbrough talk a little more than he did tonight, I bet you he might say he's not going back to boys. there's so many coaches that make the switch and become fans that I'm going to stick with this. This is great.
Right, right.
So it's really great to see. And I'm glad we were able to highlight it on the show.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
No doubt about it. So we want to say a special thanks to all of those coaches that we had on the program for stopping by. Coach Aaron Garrett talking to us about the Batesville boys. They've got senior night on Friday night at the Dog Pound. Make sure you come out for that if you can. Special thanks to Coach Kristen Hicks of the South Decatur Cougars. Great season. Jim, they're really building something there, and you can start to see it starting to grow.
She's exactly that person.
Yeah, and look forward to seeing what they do next. Of course, special thanks to the OA Twisters, senior Kate Weber, Ellie Ryan, and Sadie Waxman. Young ladies, good luck at the next level in terms of what you do in life, whether it's with a basketball or not. We're hoping for the best for you. Coach Disbrough, keep going, guy. Keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. This was his first act. Can't wait to see the second act. And, again, a special thanks to Nicole Mears and her coach, Kyle Van Meter, the Franklin County Wildcats. One heck of a career. Transylvania's getting them a good one. And hopefully she'll continue not just with her athletics, but she'll continue, no doubt, with her academics as well. Been really good. Like I said, just so much fun watching her play. She just plays with so much passion, and you can see it. And I would imagine, Jim, if I had to wager a dollar, she probably approaches everything in her life with that same amount of passion, and that's why she's who she is.
Childhood plastic surgery, my gosh. Yeah, that's dramatic and impressive.
So that's going to do it for us on this one for Coach's Corner. We'll be back next week, same time, same place, to do it all over again. We might be talking to a state finalist in basketball next week. We'll see how things shake out with the Jacksonville Lady Eagles as they take on last year's state champion, the Lanesville Eagles. They faced them last year. That was where their season ended. So you know they want to right that wrong. This year they'll have an opportunity to do it. And also, special shout out to Batesville's Max Unberger, as he will be participating at the state level for wrestling. It's the Bulldogs' first state wrestling finalist, I think, in all history of the program.
Since 1993.
Oh, since 93. That is amazing.
Still 31 years.
God. Yeah. So big ups to Max. Wish him all the best of luck there. Jim is just so great. Every week you get to hear another great story about another great student athlete in Southeastern Indiana that's doing something amazing. And, you know, we're just lucky to be able to tag along.
Absolutely. I'm loving the good fortune.
So that's going to do it for us from all of us here at WRBI, including our producer and engineer, John Heil, back at the station. Abby Brinson, the greatest showrunner in the business. Thanks for getting all this together. Special thanks to our sports director, Jim Williams. And for all of us, this is Terrence Arney saying thanks so much for listening and enjoy the rest of your sports week. You've been listening to Coach's Corner on Country 103.9 WRBI and the new WRBI app. Good night.
Listen Monday nights at 6 for Coach's Corner from Ison's Family Pizza in downtown Batesville on 103.9 WRBI. Batesville, Greensburg, Versailles, Brookville.